We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
David Woodward, kind enough to join us as the Aggies get the W tonight. Final score in this one, 62-7. David, look, we had a chance to chat with you last week after a big performance with 24 tackles. Tonight, you got to spend a lot of time on the sidelines watching this one because of the score. I'm sure you'd love to have been out there, but probably nice to get a little bit of rest there in the second half.
Yeah, it was definitely nice to get a little bit of a break and having the young guys get a chance to get out there and play. It's always fun watching them. And they get a little bit of a chance, and I think a lot of them did a good job and made some plays.
Hey, David, I'm curious, after a tough loss like last week, what was the key for you guys to come out so dominant and so focused early in this ball game?
I think just remembering a lot of the older guys, like what we did last year, just that same feeling we had coming off that game and a close loss, and just taking the positives and building on that. So I think we did a good job of stopping the run this game, and yeah.
Certainly not easy to put something like that behind you, but it seemed like you guys were ready to get back out on the field and really, it really put that thing behind you because you guys made some statements early in this game.
Yeah, I definitely think we did. We did a really good job early. I think it took them a while before they got their first down, but we did a good job stopping the run, and also the DBs did a good job stopping the pass early when they were trying us.
And I thought you guys tackled a lot better tonight than you did a week ago. Is that something you really talked about and focused on during the week?
Yeah, it's something we emphasized throughout the week because during spring ball and fall camp, we were doing good at tackling, and then just seemed like last week we did a poor job of that. So just emphasizing it again this week, and I think we did a good job.
When you went out there and you forced what? I think because you guys had a ton of turnovers last year, and that was – you're such a ball-hawking defense. And this defense, I'm sure, will remain the same, but it seemed like you were still getting turnovers. It was just three and outs because – they never could really get anything going. And so people may look and say, oh, you guys only had one turnover. But frankly, if teams can't stay out on the field offensively, you don't have a chance to create many turnovers.
Yeah, we didn't really have a – we did have some opportunities for that. I think there's a couple of drops on those. But, yeah, it's hard to get big plays when we're only out there for three plays at a time.
Hey, David, talk a little bit about your young guys that did get some time, Elijah yeah. Shelton and some of those guys. What did you think about their performance tonight?
Yeah, I thought Elijah and A.J. Vampachan did a great job. This week, I think they did a good job of getting ready for the game plan, and this is the most prepared I've seen them. So they did a good job taking their chances and making some plays.
Vong Pachong, he's a violent tackler. He looks a lot like you out there because he looks like he wants to not just tackle somebody, but really let him know they got tackled.
Yeah, he's a bigger guy. He got moved from D-line just like Elijah, so we got two aggressive guys in the linebacker room.
Well, now you got a bye next week. Do you like having a bye coming up before you enter conference play, or do you wish you could just keep it rolling?
I mean, I wish we just played again next week. Just keep it rolling, keep the momentum we have, but I think the bye week will be good for us to look what we did positive this game and just keep building.
So when you're out there on the sidelines in the second half, do you feel like maybe like you're a coach a little bit and give some guys some tips when they come back to the sidelines?
Yeah, I definitely feel like a coach out there just trying to help the younger guys, telling them what they did good and what they can improve on when they were out there and just being there for them to ask questions.
David, appreciate it, man. Thanks for your time, and look forward to catching up to you again here very soon.
Yep, thank you.
David Woodward, linebacker, Utah State. By the way, you're seeing a little bit of the speed from Devin Tompkins, who sprinted over to Ajay, and Devin kind enough to join us. I just saw you sprinting over to our guy to do the interview. I'm like, you've done enough running tonight. You don't need to run over there. You can take your time.
Yeah, I still got two kids to go home to, so I got to do a lot. I got to have a lot of energy.
Hey, by the way, congratulations. What a great game tonight. Take us through that punt return that you took back for a score.
Like the whole week we were talking about Deuce, and they said if they cross-kicked it, then just take it up the hash. And then that's what I did. I said I was going to run 100 meters, and that's what I did.
Oh, it sounds like we got one of your little ones right there with you.
Yeah, this is my daughter right here, Naomi.
That's awesome.
She's got to be proud of Papa tonight. 5 catches, 77 yards. Talk about your bubble screen for the touchdown tonight.
I was just feeling it, you know, at the end of the game. Like I was feeling real comfortable and loose, and then I knew they was going to throw it out there to me, so I wanted to make another play.
You know, we didn't have a chance to chat with you after the Wake Forest game, and I know that game left kind of a sour note.
Yeah.
But with that said, Jordan Nathan goes out with an injury. You immediately come in, and the play's for you, and you take it back for a score. Everybody always says you have to be ready at any given moment, but what was it like to touch the ball for the first time and take it back for a score?
I mean, it was amazing. Like, in high school, my trainer, he would always tell me, like, every time I touch the ball, it has to be a touchdown, or else I'll have, like, 300 up-downs when I come back the next day. So I kind of went in with that mindset, stay ready and everything.
Well, that's 3 touchdowns already in 2 ball games for you. How much fun are you having in this offense?
Man, I'm having so much fun. This is what I love to do. Like, I love being here. Like, it's just an amazing atmosphere.
How much fun was it playing in front of this crowd tonight? Because the place was rocking.
Oh, it was amazing. Like, I love playing at home. The atmosphere, the fans, like, it's just amazing playing here. There's nothing like it.
So, Devin, with your daughter there, I mean, what's it like coming all the way from Florida out here to Logan, Utah, and being a part of this?
It's honestly a dream come true, you know. Like, God does certain things for certain reasons, you know. And he put me here for a reason. And I'm glad that he had put me here. It's honestly just a blessing.
What was tell me about the other quarterbacks tonight. Henry Columbia, I thought, played well.
Oh, yeah.
Peasley was awesome. We feel for him and his injury. But these other guys came in, and, boy, the offense didn't miss much of a beat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, Henry and Peasley, every day in practice, you know, they be working hard. Just because they're backups doesn't mean they can't ball. And, you know, I tell Henry every day, it's 239-954 because we both from Florida. We both from South Florida, and that's just how it is. It's a relationship.
Hey, one other play I want you to talk about, DT, and that's the long pass down the sideline. Talk about that one.
The catch on the sideline?
Yeah.
I just saw the ball. Coach told me, he said he's going to put me out there at wideout. He's going to let me run and go get the ball. So I see ball, I get ball.
And you're playing sort of the inside slot and that outside position. You're kind of interchangeable out there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I got to be versatile. I want to be a complete wide receiver. I want to be one of the greatest to do it.
Did you, to have the body control to make sure you got the foot inbounds too, how difficult was that on that play?
It felt normal, you know, like I felt like it was something I was supposed to do. I was locked into the fullest, and that's what great receivers are supposed to do. They're supposed to make those hard plays look easy.
Hey, you know, Devin, sorry, go ahead, Scotty.
I was just saying there were so many question marks about this offense. Jordan Love came back, but lose all the receivers, lose all the offensive line, everybody was concerned. It doesn't look like you guys have missed a beat, man.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
I'm just saying from last year there were concerns that you guys lost too many weapons from last year's team.
Yeah.
You guys haven't lost any weapons.
No, not at all.
You guys are still cruising.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We were just hiding. That's it. You know, we had 2 great receivers in front of us. We had Debo, JG, and AV. They made it happen, and we were just waiting for our time to shine.
And you went for 717 yards tonight as an offense, the second most in school history. Talk a little bit about the bye week. Are you glad to have a bye week coming up before you play your first conference ball game, or would you rather have just sort of a continuation?
I think I would rather have this bye week, you know, just to get ourselves just – like mentally prepared for what it is we're going into and everything. Like, we got to understand, like, now it's time to play for the conference and we got to win this championship this year. So this week will be good mental preparation for us.
Hey, Devin, appreciate it, man. Congratulations on the game.
Thank Great you. Job, I appreciate D. you.
Devin Tompkins. All right. And joining us now, it's time for the Coach Anderson conversation in the postgame show. Coach, you know, when you're up 34-0, you end up winning 62-7. There's not a lot to nitpick, but tell you what, overall, I thought your offense was really impressive. Take us through just how good this offense was tonight, and your defense, for that matter.
Yeah, the offense executed at a high level, and it's just great to see so many of those kids get their hands on the ball, whether it's through a handoff or a pass through the air, whatever it may be. And Jordan was executed at a high level, and there's a lot of playmakers out there, and in this offense, when you get the ball in your hands, you have to do more than just catch the ball. And we did that tonight, and we did it last week also. So we need to continue to do that as we continue to grow. And defensively, I was proud of the defense. We had that one drive, and we put some of the backups in there that didn't play the way we wanted to, and they obviously got the score. But after that, we bowed up and did a nice job. So I think we're growing up on defense. The maturity, the communication, the talk, the pre-snap awareness, just even the way they take in the field is they appear to be growing up right before our eyes, which they need to continue to do because we've got some tough opponents coming as we move forward. And I thought special teams obviously contributed in a very positive way tonight. Big punt return. We kicked the ball well. It was great to see a couple other punters get in there and kick the ball. And so it was a well-rounded effort. Proud of the kids, and a lot of young guys will learn a lot from this tape.
Yeah, Coach, you talked a little bit pregame about third downs, and you held them 5 of 17 on third down conversions while you got 10 of 14 on your own. So that was really a key tonight, and you broke a school record with 35 first downs tonight.
Yeah, the goal going in, and we talked about that earlier in the pregame with you guys, was the ability to be able to convert on third downs and get off the field on third downs and then win the turnover battle. And those things were so important as we went through, and I thought we handled those situations very well. It was great to see us be able to convert the third downs and then get off the field, and we need to continue to work on that and pride ourselves on it.
You talk about turnovers as being a key to the game, and you guys were even tonight, but you can't force a lot of turnovers when you keep forcing the team on three and outs. Five straight three and outs to start the game. Just how impressive is that as a defense against any opponent?
Yeah, it was great. It was great to come out and be on fire a little bit as a defense. And we rushed the passer better tonight. And a lot of credit goes to Wake Forest for that in that situation. The way that that's a really good offensive line, a really tough scheme to rush the passer on. But we needed to get more pressure on the quarterback. I think we were able to do that tonight in a positive way. And like you said, that if you're communicating that well on third down, they're trying to throw the ball. There's some times that they gave us some layups with some poor throws, but we also were able to make some plays. So again, we need to keep learning, keep pushing ourselves to get in the film room, rely on each other, and count on each other 11 strong on defense.
You talked about this offense being so electric, Coach, and you're right. You had 14 players catch balls tonight. And, Devin Tompkins, now three touchdowns in two games. He's becoming really a special playmaker out there for you.
Yeah, he is. I don't know what he is. What do you say? What's the saying? Dynamite in a bottle, or what is that? I don't know. Lightning in a bottle, whatever it is. Lightning in a bottle. Yeah, he's something like that. He's special. He has got juice and energy and excitement. Loves the game of football. Has high expectation level of himself, and he just continued to grow. And I really think that Coach Phillips has done a great job of helping him grow and mature into the position and understand the position, not just be a fast guy. And that comes with youth. He's a young player, and it takes time as you grow to learn how to play this game at a high level week in and week out. And I think that Coach Phillips has done a nice job of helping him continue to grow and develop and understand, when it's his time to make a play, it's his time. It doesn't happen all the time. When it is, take advantage of it. And, he did a great job of that tonight, obviously.
And it's always nice when we get a chance to talk about backup quarterbacks. Columbia played extremely well, and Peasley, before he went out with the injury, I thought was talk about lightning in a bottle. His ability to run the football as well, yes. Just tremendous performances from both those young men.
Yep, absolutely. It's great to get those kids some reps, and you can practice all you want, but they've had some reps a little bit in the past. It's been great for them, but the more we can get them in there in those settings, in those situations, it's great for them. It was good to see them both have some success, and talk about it. There's just so much unselfishness on this team, which is awesome. And those two kids are in that exact same boat. They don't sit there and say, "Well, man, this should be my turn to go out there and take this series." They're cheering on for each other. They push each other in practice, and a lot of credit I think that goes to those guys in the room, Coach Sanford, and also Jordan Love, helping them manage their time as they wait to maybe hopefully one day they want to be the guy. They understand it's Jordan's show today, and they're great kids.
And maybe talk about one play. I'd love you to get your opinion on Jordan Love with the touchdown pass to C.O.C. Mariner with kind of the throw back across third option, C.O.C. coming across from the backside post. Talk about that play and that throw.
Yeah. First of all, scared when the ball went in the air. A little nervous on that one, I'm not going to lie. That thing was up there for a long time. And, you know, there was great vision. They saw each other. Obviously, they had some contact there. And Jordan's so strong and got that ball out of there. Not a lot of guys can make that throw.
Yeah.
And, you know, he kind of got his foot planted in there and got underneath himself and let it rip and felt like he could fire it in there. And that just comes from a kid that's played a lot of football with a tremendous athlete that he is, the tremendous arm strength that he is, and you know he trusts his receiver to go there and go get that ball, and so it all worked out on that spot. So you know, I can't critique it top in and top out. I'm not the quarterback coach, but it worked out on that moment.
Coming back, walking the sidelines of the stadium for the first time in several years. Great crowd tonight, near sellout. What were the emotions like for you?
They were there, that's for sure. It was special. It was awesome. That's the only word. That's not even enough. I don't know what other word I would use than awesome. But it was a special, special moment to be back on the sidelines and be part of this great school and this great place that we live in, Cache Valley. It's a special opportunity for myself and my family, and I'm grateful and I'm blessed. And I'll give you everything I got every day. I promise you that much.
Hey, Coach, I'm curious. The bye week now, is this a good time for a bye week, or what are your thoughts on the bye week coming up and then getting ready for San Diego State?
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad spot, and I'll just say that because it is a bye week. I think that there's so much we can continue to do to grow and develop as a football team, and you know that this film will be great to evaluate. A week of practice will be great for us to get evaluated and see where we're at, and I think we all know how tough this league is this year. It's become very apparent, very, very apparent in two short weeks that this league is going to be a battle. You know, say somebody's going to run the table in this league. Oh boy, I don't know about that one. This is going to be a real tough deal as we roll through it. And that's what you want. You want a competitive league, and we got ourselves a competitive league. And so we'll take the bye. You know, we'll work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll get him in the weight room on Friday, and then we'll give him Friday afternoon off and Saturday off. And coaches will hop back in here on Sunday, and away we go. So we'll use it to continue to grow and develop as a team and just gain on momentum, gain on composure, gain on toughness, all the things that we're trying to do to develop ourselves as a football team and just, you know, bond together and keep growing.
Not sure if you saw a score, but San Diego State did go into the Rose Bowl and put it on Chip Kelly's crew. It was like 27-14 or something like that. So, yeah, that team rebounded nicely from last week, and you're going to have your hands full here in 2 weeks. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, I watched that San Diego State game against Weber, and, you know, it was a good football game, went back and forth. Obviously, we'll study this one as we go through, but that's a salty defense that does a lot. Much respect for Rocky Long. I've had that respect. We've battled many, many times over the years, and he's a tremendous coach, and I'm sure he has a tremendous coaching staff and some good players. So that'll be a battle. We'll look forward to it, and I'm sure they will also.
Coach, can't thank you enough. Congratulations on the W.
Okay, guys, appreciate it.
Congrats,
go Aggies.
Coach. There you go. Gary Anderson, head coach of the Utah State Aggies, right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.